Let us pray together. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, thy strength and thy redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. A few years ago, GQ magazine had a humorous piece by Lauren Bands about when it's okay for men to laugh in public. It's okay to cry, she writes, if you're in extreme pain. Like, say, if a piano were dropped on your foot from a 50-story window. It's okay to cry at certain works of art or movies. For instance, if you don't get teary-eyed at Toy Story 3, you don't have a heart. It's okay to cry the first time that you hold your newborn baby. During a sporting event, you should only cry if your team wins. And never, ever cry during an argument. As the woman who wrote the article noted, sorry guys, but crying during an argument is kind of our thing. Crying is not a lot of things that I do these days. I would say that I did tear up watching Tiger Woods sink his winning putt at Augusta National last weekend. But every time I read this story about Jesus getting up from the table and stooping down to wash his disciples' feet, I am brought to tears. I think part of the reason why this story is so moving to me is because when I read it, I picture in my mind Jesus washing my feet. And as he is doing this, I look down at him. And an uneasy feeling swells up within me. It's uncomfortable. It's awkward. And I think another reason is I feel as though at times I am utterly unlovable, as though I don't deserve God's love. Perhaps you have a similar feeling. Maybe you've done some things in your past that you regret, things that you're ashamed of, things that you've never really shared with anyone else, things which you are fearful to expose. Or maybe you think to yourself, Jesus could never really love me, because the way most people see me, you see, is not the real me. I put up a facade. Everything looks great on the outside, but deep down, I know things are different. And so you think to yourself, if Jesus really knew who I was, for who I really am, he would reject me. And yet, in this short episode in which Jesus washes his disciples' feet, we get a glimpse of the extent of God's love in Jesus Christ. Jesus is never failing, never ending love. Jesus loves them just as they are. Despite their shortcomings, despite their failings, and despite their sin. After all, he washes Peter's feet. Peter, that disciple who in just a couple days would deny Jesus no less than three times. He even washes Judas's feet, even though he has been betrayed by him, and Jesus knows it. As we head into Easter as a church, we will spend the next few days remembering the last events of Jesus's life. And as we do so, I think it's important to place each one of these events of Jesus' final days in the overall context of Jesus' love. All of the things that Jesus did, all of them were motivated by one thing and one thing only, love. In verse 1 of our gospel reading, we read that Jesus, having loved his own, he loved them to the end. And our gospel reading concludes with Jesus saying, just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. Everything that Jesus does for us, his teaching, his preaching, his miracles, his parables, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, is all motivated by love. Earlier in John's gospel, in the third chapter, you know the verse I'm talking about. You remember Jesus comes to us. Why? Why does God send his son to us? Because of his love. And as John would remind us in chapter 15, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one life for his friends. Many of you might be familiar with the story of Father Damien. Father Damien was a priest who became famous for a ministry among lepers on the island of Molokai in Hawaii. And for 16 years, Father Damien lived among the lepers. He bandaged their wounds. He embraced them. He hugged them. He would touch them when no one else would. He organized schools and choirs. He built homes, and he even built, get this, over 2,000 coffins by hand so that when they died, they could be buried with dignity. Slowly, it was said that Molokai became a place to live rather than a place to die. But Father Damien was not careful about keeping his distance, you see. He did nothing to separate himself from the people that he served. He shared meals with them. He shared his pipe with them. He got close. Then one Sunday morning at church, he stood up and began his sermon with these two words, "We lepers." Not only did Jesus love us with a love that would culminate in his death, but he also called us to love others in a similar way. Jesus says, "For I have set you an example that you should also do as I have done to you." The formula that Jesus sets out for us is pretty simple. It's pretty straightforward. We are called to love other people. Why? Because we have been loved by Jesus. But just to be clear, Jesus is not telling us that we need to love more. Nor is he telling us to do more or to serve more. No, Jesus is showing us that we need to be washed. We need to be cleansed. When Jesus begins washing Peter's feet, Peter says to him, "Jesus, you will never wash my feet." But Jesus answered him, "Peter, unless I wash you, you will have no share with me." Our ability to love others will always be found lacking, imperfect, and incomplete unless we share and participate in Christ. This means that we allow Jesus to wash us. We allow Jesus to cleanse us. It means embracing Jesus in faith as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And my challenge for us tonight is to allow ourselves to be vulnerable before Jesus, to step out in faith and show Jesus those parts of our lives that have remained hidden, the parts that we are ashamed of. And as we do this, Jesus promises to wash away our sin and to hold us in his never-ending, never-failing love. As St. Paul would remind us in Romans chapter 8, nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I want to conclude this evening by reading a sonnet by the Anglican priest and poet Malcolm Guite. Malcolm Guite is a chaplain at Cambridge. In fact, he was just teaching at Camp Allen this past March. Reflecting on Jesus' washing his disciples' feet, Guyte writes this: "The waters cleanse us with his gentle touch, and here he shows the full extent of his love. To us whose love is always incomplete, in vain we search the heavens high above, but the God of love is kneeling at our feet. Though we betray him, though it is the night, he meets us here and loves us into light." Amen.